Download the top-rated DraftKings Sportsbook app today and use code CSX for a special offer when you sign up. That's code CSX for a special offer when you sign up. Only at DraftKings Sportsbook. Big Jim's house here. Time for some sports. Sportsbook brought to you by DraftKings Sportsbook app. Huge win for the third-ranked Michigan Wolverines. They beat the fourth-ranked Ohio State, whoever they are. I don't even acknowledge them. 92-87. Fun game. Oh, you're listening now. He leans in. Did you notice that, Jack?
Yeah.
He leans in when we start mentioning Michigan basketball. If I talk NASCAR.
Yeah, cool. That's exciting. I don't care.
Okay, Michigan looked great yesterday.
Michigan looked really good. But both teams, man, what an evenly matched game that was.
That was a brawl. That was a tournament game. That's
at one
what it
point,
felt
there
like.
Was like eight guys laying on the ground. That's why I texted you. I was like, there's bodies everywhere.
And the freshman center for Michigan, it looks like Liev Schreiber. He's like an 18-year-old with a full beard and a full back hair. I know they're the Wolverines, but you don't have to look like Wolverine.
Yeah, exactly. There you go.
My God. They go freshman. I'm like, freshman where?
No,
a
man,
retirement
he's
home?
Too.
He is. He's fantastic. Well, when you're 87 feet tall, it makes it easy.
Yeah, it helps when you can touch the rim standing.
I'm exaggerating. He's 84 feet tall. Great win, though. Hey, Michigan State beat Indiana over the weekend. Where'd that come from? So since we're talking about positive basketball, Pistons lose in Orlando. I don't know what the hell that was last night. 105-96. Tigers, first full day of practice today. They're back, baby.
Yes.
You smell that? It's spring. It's right around the corner. This Sunday, their first exhibition game with the Phillies. So go if you're in Florida, throw a car battery at them or something. I don't know. What do you do with them? See, Miggy, this has become the thing now. How many years in a row have we had the same conversation about Miggy? He looks good.
Right.
He's lost some weight.
Yep.
Yep. He's skinny.
And I
skinny
think they're going to actually know how to handle him this year, too. Not just run him out because it's the only guy on the field that people come and see.
What do you mean? Like he's not going to play every day?
Well, A.J. Hinch talked about how he really wants to focus on him DHing. And we'll have him at first once in a while, and I think that's kind of keep Miggy happy. But he has to DH, man. You can't have him in the field every day.
Well, he wouldn't be the first. I mean, Victor Martinez did the same evolution, right?
Yeah.
Went from first base and wound up being a DH.
Yep. Ortiz was the same way.
Yeah. Chris Shelton.
Yeah.
I was a summer of Shelton, still an amazing time in Detroit. Him and Brandon Inge.
Like a month of Shelton. It was April.
It was
9 home runs in April and then was back in the minors by June.
Okay, Wolverine. It was a magical run. Christopher Bell gets his first win with the big boys. NASCAR yesterday, the road course, passes Joey Logano, the road course on Daytona, which was fun. And I was trying to figure it out on the way in this morning. I was like, why did I enjoy that when there were as many crashes? Here's the difference. When you wreck on a super speedway, you take out 20 people. That had nothing to do with what you were doing trying to pass somebody.
Right.
On a road course, you either wreck yourself because you have some insane move that you're going to try to pass somebody, which happened like 6 times. Or you just take out the guy that you're racing against, but not 20 people.
Right.
So they were just beating and banging, and they made moves. Kyle Larson, Chase Elliott, all of them made these really crazy moves that didn't work. It was like a video game. I can stick it.
Wall. Just hitting
yeah,
each other.
No.
Hey, quick question about racing. Saturday, is that like the minor league racing?
Yes.
So yeah. Gibbs' kid or grandson won it?
Mm-hmm.
Is he old enough to have a license?
18.
I was going to say, I saw a video of him, and I'm like, who is this kid?
He got out of the car, and I want to say shout out to my sponsors, the letter 3.
Yeah, I'm like, he looks like he's 12 years old.
His crew chief got on there, and thank God.
We're very excited. We win race. Yay! Me Elmo, me crew chief. We do good racing.
Oh, man.
Yeah, Joe Gibbs won everything that weekend. He did, man. When your grandkid wins, just rubbing it in.
Right. Okay.
Next week is dogs driving the Truck Series races.
We're going to try something new.
Hey, rough race out there. Dog humor on a Monday. 6:04. Okay. Buchek, we'll do that in a little bit. We'll get to that. Lots to get to this morning. Ryan made a complete fool of himself this weekend. How many times? Just that one that we know of, or is there more?
I mean, I attempted it like 3 more times, but no reason to video that.
Oh, really? Okay. All right. Sports brought to you by the top-rated DraftKings Sports app. Download it today. Use code CSX for a special offer when you sign up. That's code CSX.
Big Jim's house.
Monday morning, 6:26. Oh, dark early for a lot of people, but man, I'm telling you, we're out grinding, driving through the Slurpee this morning. Doesn't matter. 248-398-9279. It's something that we call a
boot check.
Who's got their boots on? In a do the air quotes there, like Joey and Friends. Yeah, doing the air quotes. If you don't wear boots, you can still call in that you're working.
Yeah.
That's not a requirement.
Yeah.
Is it?
I don't think so.
Okay, because you've got your knee-highs on today, and they look great.
Right. Perfect weather for them.
I've got my go-go boots on. I feel fine. Judge me. 248-398-WCSX. Line 3, boot check. Who's this?
Hey, it's Patrick Scott. We're coming from Bay City. Boot check. We're coming into Dearborn Ford.
Nice. Man, everybody I know is like talking about that F-150 this weekend, man. Everybody's asking about them, dude. The hybrid thing?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Yeah. So what are you doing at Dearborn Ford?
We're tearing down a couple of buildings for them.
Okay. Well, I could do that. I mean, or like, you mean organize. Like, you're not just wrecking stuff.
Look, I'm doing it. It's cold out here. Come on.
All right, bro. It's nice to know you're listening, man. We appreciate you guys. Have a great day.
You too. Thanks.
All right, there he goes. Those are one of those jobs you go like, well, I could do that. And then you get out there and go, I have no idea what I'm doing.
No, you guys are good. Go ahead.
What are the odds that you and I would have the building come down on us?
Yeah.
What are you, you're a gambler, what, 80%?
Oh, 80%, yeah, if I get close enough to it.
If you get close enough to it? Hold on, let's grab line one here. Line one, boot check. Sorry, where were you, Ryan?
I'm sorry, I missed it.
That's boot check. Boot check, there it is. Who's this?
Good morning, this is Jesse.
What are you doing, brother?
I'm a heavy equipment operator at the Wayne County New Jail.
Oh, the new jail. Okay, so how's that construction?
I call it the Benny Napoleon Jail. How's that?
The Benny Napoleon Jail. Yeah. You know what? They should name it that, right?
Right. They should.
So is the new jail going better than the old jail as far as the build goes?
Hope so.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Definitely.
All right, man. So what do you...
They got it all up. They got everything going up real great.
Okay, so what are you actually driving today? What's your piece of equipment you're operating?
Well, today I'm operating a telescope and forklift.
Okay.
That's my equipment for today.
I don't want to top you, but I've got a Sharpie and a piece of paper here. That's all I got. Yeah, I got nothing, dude, man. You're a badass. All right, man. Good talking to you. Appreciate you listening.
Bye-bye. Thanks.
There he goes.
Oh, my gosh, yeah. I got headphones.
I got this. I mean, there's nothing there. 248-398-9279. Text messages coming in.
Yeah, we got Scott from Roseville. He's out there salting. He says he's got his big boy boots on this morning.
I got my big boy pants on.
Then we also got a school bus driver in Macomb Intermediate School District on our bus at 5:45 every morning.
Nice. Thanks for having us. And these are American kids, so you know they're rowdy. Ron's got all the good kids in Canada.
Right.
Big Jim's house.
Oh, we're not done. This is the most blue-collar badass version of
boot check
that we've ever had. We got bus drivers. We got people, heavy equipment down at the jail coming in to knock down buildings for Ford and Dearborn. You and I are here complaining because the coffee cups are too thin.
Yeah. They feel weird on my hands.
Like, God.
They're a weird texture.
I'm not going to say a word the rest of the morning, man, after this. Okay. Let's grab some more phones, though. If the idea is, a friend of mine said nobody works early in the Motor City. I said, you're crazy. So it's a chance for the men and women of the Motor City to check in and let us know they got their boots on. Line 4, that would be a boot check. Who's this?
This is Chris. Been out here at Brighton Meyer plowing the parking lot with a 310L backhoe since 3 o'clock this morning.
Okay. Jeez. See, we got this is power equipment morning, isn't it? Well, I'm using it.
It is.
Just so you know, I'm operating a Sharpie Fine Point.
You got a better piece of equipment than I do. This thing's got water in the fuel, and it's derated, and I can only do about a mile and a half an hour. So,
oh, my God.
Yeah, I get paid by the hour. So.
Oh, well, there you go.
That's okay. Good, yeah.
Yeah, man. Well, it's nice to know you're listening, buddy. We appreciate you.
Absolutely. You guys have a good morning.
Thanks. Line 2, that would be a
boot check.
Who's this?
Yes, it's Jason. I work for a line clearance tree trimmer. For right out in Ann Arbor.
Is everybody working badass jobs this morning? Okay. So you're out working hard today. Hey, serious question. Do you know, we were talking about this over the weekend. Is anybody going down to Texas? I know like plumbers and stuff might be. Would tree trimmers be going down there to help out with all the power getting knocked down because of the weather?
Tree trimmers aren't going that I know of. It's linemen.
Yeah.
we're so backed up with work in Michigan that we very rarely go out anymore.
Oh, I didn't know that. Yeah, I was just wondering about that, man. All right. So you're working outside. You're staying warm?
Staying warm, climbing 60 to 80 foot trees and right next to 40,000 volts trying to stay safe.
We know what you're like. I mean, with that kind of hard job, like, we don't even have creamer here for our coffee this morning.
Same thing. And it's dry in the studio, and sometimes it's I get shocked.
Yeah, it's like 71 in the studio.
God.
Would somebody
what are we doing?
Would somebody call that's at home testing vodka or eating bonbons? My God, we have, like, the hardest working listeners in Detroit, dude. You're awesome.
The only thing I could ask a listener is when you see a tree trimmer out there, just thank them, because I don't think they realize our job.
You know what? You're right. Well, it's in life in general, but yeah, absolutely.
They were in my backyard Friday. They came on. One guy came before the trimmers to, I guess, measure the distance or something to, I don't know. That's what he said. So
yes, they're planners.
Okay, so yeah. They're back there trimming through our neighborhood, yes, around Friday.
Big Jim's house.
483-989-2279. Coming up in about 15 minutes. That is the funniest damn thing you and Heidi have ever done. And the fact that you did that, good on you. Mad props. Seriously. It's hilarious. We'll explain.
Hey, my elbows still hurt.
Yeah. No, not that kind of video. Stop it, folks. No. We'll explain. We'll do that at 7:20. Okay. You showed me this morning, and I was like, are you freaking kidding me? Now, the key word is...
caught.
Yeah. We're all Zooming. We're all doing Zoom calls all the time. And occasionally, you forget. How many of you have seen videos of people with their pants, you know, just forgetting to wear their pants because they don't think people can see them, and they got their underwear on?
Oh, yeah. Naked spouses in the background walking by.
Wasn't there one, like, down in, I believe, Brazil, where they actually forgot they turned off the camera and they decided to go at it?
Oh, yeah. And that was with his girlfriend, not his wife. So
oh, that's right.
That was a big story.
So the school board has a meeting. By the way, we'll give away the ending. They all resigned. So they're talking to the parents and stuff. Again, now the key word is...
caught.
Yeah, C-A-U-G-H-T. Someone forgot to turn the Zoom off.
Are we alone?
Yeah.
If you're going to call me out, I'm going to f*** you up. Sorry, that's just me.
They want to pick on us because they want their babysitters back.
Right.
Right.
Uh-oh. Laura Lanye, just FYI, you guys have the meeting... Oh. We have the meeting open to the public right now.
Nuh-uh.
That's what Lori just said.
Great.
Nuh-uh. No, we don't.
Oh.
That is them talking about the parents they had just finished this meeting with.
Yeah, they had a school board meeting about opening up the schools and stuff like that, and they did not like how the parents...
Well, yeah.
So the parents want the kids to go back to school.
I think you kind of, yeah, you can read into that by dropping the F-bomb and saying they want to just kick somebody's butt.
Yeah, there's more in there, though. They start off, that's towards the end of it, obviously.
So you posted the whole video, right?
Oh, the whole video's up there, yeah.
Oh, my God. There's some language, too, obviously.
Yeah, they throw some stuff around there.
Okay.
But a whole board resigned. Whoop.
It's like everybody.
Not one person was like, hey, guys, maybe let's talk nicely about our, you know, our students' parents. No, everybody jumped on it.
Which makes you wonder how much they said, which you'll see in the videos a lot. Again, keyword caught, man. But I love, though, this woman.
Are we alone?
Yeah.
If you're going to call me out, I'm going to f*** you up. Sorry, that's just me.
They want to pick on us because they want their babysitters back.
Right.
Right.
Uh-oh. Laura Lanye, just FYI, you guys have the meeting. Oh.
We have the meeting open to the public right now.
Nuh-uh.
That's what Lori just said.
Great.
What are you guys doing for Monday? Looking for new gigs. What are you doing? Looking for new gigs.
Great.
Big Jim's house.
Big Jim, there's Ryan Logan on my left. Jack working the house phones. Doing a great job, man. Appreciate your work, buddy. Okay. Coming up about 5 minutes here. Ryan and Heidi, the video they shot just for us. And you've got sore elbows because of it.
Yeah.
Okay. Get your mind out of the gutter. Not you, because you were...
That's what I'm saying. Yeah.
Yeah.
It's just Friday, playful Friday night stuff.
apparently I don't care, though, because according to Luke, a concerned Navy vet who sent this email to our boss. I just got this.
Oh no.
Subject, Big Jim. Good morning. As a fellow veteran from the Navy, I enjoy Big Jim's commentary most of the time. A couple weeks ago, I caught a segment where he was making a reference to something that happened to a Friends episode. I cringed. Come on, man. You can't be serious. Friends? That show is for women. I still listen to the station, but that was an eye-opener. Jim, do you watch Golden Girls and Hallmark Channel 2?
Oh, my God.
Luke, a concerned Navy vet.
He's just looking out for one of his own, man. Oh, my gosh. That's hilarious.
Oh, yeah. Luke, bite me. I like Friends.
I like Friends.
Did I just high guy it? Damn it. That didn't help. Lots of hot chicks on Friends, man. I like coffee, so why not? Get her done. I drive a truck. It's out there in the parking lot.
My favorite part is when they sit on the couch and laugh. And I don't know. I've
you
never watched
Central Perk. Oh, did you just play the I've Never Watched a card?
I never have.
Where? Oh, I've never watched it. I don't know. I've never watched that. Okay. Luke.
All right. That's awesome.
Some submarines, man. Take what you can get, okay?
Oh,
why
thanks, Luke.
Why send it to the boss?
That made me laugh this morning.
Yeah, thanks, Luke. Seriously, though, thanks for listening, brother.
DraftKings Sportsbook, America's top-rated sportsbook app, is giving new players the chance to cash $100. Just bet $1 on any team to hit a three-pointer in any basketball game this week. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app and use code CSX only at DraftKings Sportsbook. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call the Michigan Department of Health and Human Services Gambling Disorder Helpline at 800-270-7117. 21 and older, Michigan only, new customers only. Eligibility restrictions apply. Winnings paid out in four $25 free bets. See DraftKings.com/sportsbook for full terms and conditions.
Big Jim, this is Ryan Logan on the left. Jack working the house phones. Always, you guys are always welcome to check in. 248-398-9279 and call or text, same number. Now, for this video, you'll want to text. The keyword is
gravity.
Look at you. Okay. Gravity. G-R-A-V-I-T-Y. I do these just for my own. Do I spell them out?
Well, I'm glad you do that because it confirms that I spelt it right when I made the keyword.
Okay. So we were sitting around the house Friday night and Ryan sent us this video. And so, you know, my wife Kathy and I and Adam, we laughed our ass off a couple times. So this is a thing now, right?
Yeah, it's some challenge. Heidi follows all those videos on, you know, Instagram and all that stuff.
TikTok and everything, yeah.
I'm not sure what it's called. I was just calling it the Gravity Challenge because it tests the theory that men and women have different centers of gravity.
Makes sense. So you'll see in the video that Heidi and Ryan, here they are. You kneel next to each other and you had to let go. Hands.
Yeah, so you start with your hand. You're kneeling. You start with your hands on your thighs and then put them on the ground and then transfer to your elbows.
Yes.
And then from your elbows, you're supposed to just stand, be able to kneel. Kneel right back up.
Yeah. Which women can do better than men, as you will hear here. Listen closely.
All right. Okay, so you go up like this because you go down this. All right. Then you go down.
Hold on. How do I start?
Down. Okay, like this.
Okay.
Then you go down.
Down.
And then you go like this. And then you're back.
She has the greatest laugh, and that sound you hear is Ryan going face first
smoke
into the floor.
In the floor.
Oh, my God, dude, you beefed it. Are you all right?
Yeah, I'm good.
That is the best video you have ever done, and we've done some stupid stuff on this show, jumping kiddie pools
right.
And shooting paintballs at you dressed as a deer. That is my favorite video because it's real, and Heidi's laugh makes it, man. But, God, you face planted.
I figured I could do it. Also, my elbows hurt because you hear me go down. She's like, why'd you jump on your elbows like that? You could have just went like one and the other. I'm like, because I did that before, and you yelled at me telling me I got to do it in one motion. So I just slammed my elbows onto the hardwood.
Yeah, you're not alone. A lot of people doing this, man. But, my God, yeah, you hit hard. Keyword gravity. We'll send you the video. Trevor, is that the first time you've fallen on your face?
Falling on my face?
On your face. I'm not. Is anyone, if you've ever fallen on your face?
No.
That's hard to think. I don't.
No. I had one when I fell out of a go-kart. I've told you that before.
Right.
Fell out of the go-kart and
straight
my face.
That was a face plant?
Yeah. Oh, that was just, yeah, face slide on the concrete. But this one, man, was just a dead stop right onto the
floor. That's what I mean. Yeah, I've never seen that's a face plant. I've gone over the handlebars of my bicycle when I was a kid, but at least I threw my hands out in front of me. You didn't have that luxury. No, just, listen close. And Heidi's laugh is the best.
All right.
Okay, so you go up like this because you go down this. All right. Then you go down.
Hold on. How do then I start?
Down. Okay, like this.
Okay.
Then you go down.
Down.
And then you go like this. And then you back.
Laugh.
Oh, man. Oh, yeah, her laugh. You got to walk away from her sometimes. But, yeah, that was fun. We'll do more of those now. I mean, you got a decent reaction, so we'll keep doing those. And, hey, anybody out there really quick, a couple of her friends' boyfriends did this.
Yeah.
And we're like, oh, I got up, no problem. All right, Mr. Abs, going to the gym guy or something. Chill out.
Now, are they married or they're dating?
They're dating.
Well, that's the
point.
Yeah,
so they had to, try really hard to do it. I'm like, just, hey, all right, dude, cool. You're more of a man than me or something. I don't know.
I can do it.
Big Jim's house.
All right, Dave Davies was our guest, and we had this whole conversation posted. The keyword, of course, is
kinks.
Yeah, 50th anniversary, Alola versus Power Man, and the money go round. Such a neat guy. Been through a lot, but in this part of the conversation, we did talk about his advice for groups that don't get along anymore. CCR Fogerty,
yeah,
because he and Ray are hanging out again. They're talking. There was pictures of them a couple months ago walking around England and people were critiquing what they were wearing.
Right.
And Dave told them all to bite me.
So, hey, how about the fact that we're hanging out again?
Yes. Yeah. And I did find an actual poster from the Kinks in 1969 at the Grandy.
Oh, wow.
Their first U.S. tour. It was right after they did a gig in Chicago and they came here and played the Grandy.
Oh, that's cool.
Oh, yeah. They're in love with Detroit. So we talked with Dave Davies from the Kinks. Again, the keyword is...
The keyword's kinks.
Yeah, and we'll put that up there. I wanted to find out what he thought about the Van Halen version of You Really Got Me.
Oh, I loved it. I thought it was great. I really liked Eddie Van Halen. And I have to say that he was an incredibly talented guitar player. But I still like the original. It sounds more streetwise and garage and a bit more funky.
Dave, the Kinks again, Alola versus Power Man and the Money Go Round Part 1, the 50th anniversary, kinks.info to order. One last question. I know I got to let you go, but I was just curious. You and Ray obviously seem to be in a better place, but... What would you say to some of these bands, like, say, CCR, where they just don't even talk to each other anymore? What would you say to them? Would you give them some advice? Because as a fan, it's frustrating when they don't even want to be around each other.
Yeah, but the trouble is that you spend, I've been with Ray since we were born. It's, not easy. And, I can understand. I've talked to the Gallagher brothers about this and that, they don't talk, but I get it. You don't want to be on top of each other all the time,
Right.
And I can understand you get tired and you get fed up and you get need new people, new ideas, and it's hard. But I think one thing that's helped the Kinks is our contact with our family. A lot of music, it's drawn from real family experiences or inspired by family experiences and characters. And that's been a big help. And, of course, humour always helps. It's been our saving grace for a lot of difficult times. it's not that serious.
There you go. Dave Davies, that's great advice. Hey, man, if we can get Oasis back together, that would be something.
Oh, gosh, yeah.
Yeah, good luck with that. So, keyword is...
Kinks.
Yeah. Dave Davies, Alola versus Power Man, and the Money Go Round is out part one, Alola. But since we were talking about You Really Got Me, and he likes their version better than Van Halen's...
Big Jim's house.
What was your close call in life? What was your close call? I would say near-death experience, but yeah, probably. I think we're going to talk about next, because this... It's fair
that,
to say
Zeke. I think that qualifies under that category, yeah.
Hold on, I want to come back to this real quick. James.
Hey, what's up, Big Jim?
No, the man's in here, so you're on with us. What'd you think, Van Halen or the Kinks version?
Oh, Van Halen, 110%. Nobody beats Eddie on the guitar.
That's
never.
Pretty amazing. Yeah, but the fact that Dave created that?
You can always make it better. I mean, the Van Halen brothers,
okay,
everything they put out.
All right, hold on, I got echo there, so hold on. Don't say anything. Let me try. Now batting for the Tigers. Number 24, Miguel Cabrera. Okay, got it. All right, buddy. Have a good morning.
Thank you.
All right, there you go, man. All right. Kinks. So, we have this video posted. If you have not seen this and you are easily freaked out, do not watch this. If you are traveling in the next 2 weeks, do not watch this. Is that fair?
Yeah.
Okay. The key word is...
fire.
The right engine on a Boeing 777, a 777, if you're saying in the business.
In the biz.
Blew up, basically, and started dropping stuff all over the place. Flight was from Denver to Hawaii, right?
Yes.
Okay. Keyword fire. These are people on the ground as parts are falling all over this park in this neighborhood as they're just watching it rain down.
I kind of want to go home.
Hey, can you grab Josie?
Why?
So that she doesn't get hit by something. Are these?
Oh my god. Oh my gosh.
Oh yeah, there's more things.
Yeah, Che, why don't we get going? Because these things are just falling. Yeah, let's go.
Why don't we get going?
If there's plane parts falling from the sky, why are you standing outside?
Yeah, huge sheets of metal raining.
We should go. Let's go to Chick-fil-A and get a sandwich. Even like the 911 calls me.
911, are you calling about the airplane incident?
Yes, a piece of it just flew. It almost landed on my head.
Okay, did you see the plane?
Yeah, it's going straight west.
Okay, they landed. Everybody safe? Other than a change of underwear.
What happened to you today? Almost had a plane fall on my head?
Yeah.
Huh? What?
Yeah, that's cool. Anyway, I was watching Friends. Yeah. So, 2483. People are texting in. Keyword fire. But I'm curious if you've had a close call. When you see this video, and they look, you and I are talking about, it's on the right engine. Are you the flight attendants going, if everyone would look out the left, please. If you look out the left, there's a leprechaun on the wing. In the left wing, there's a leprechaun who will give you all the Powerball numbers on the left wing. Look out the left.
Yeah.
Close your blinds on the right. It's a test we're doing.
Close your blinds on the right, please. It is getting in the eyes of our... it's just getting in the eyes of people, so please do it.
You turn to your right, and then you look out, and you see this. And there's no housing on the jet engine. It's just on fire, and it's still trying to spin. You turn into Dom DeLuise in, like, Cannonball Run. You're just... Right?
Yes. That's when you're like, man... I really wish it would have been a gremlin on there, not...
Keyword fire. So here's the other question. Do you get back on a plane? There's two mindsets here. One is Garp, the world according to Garp. He bought a house after a plane had hit it because he figured it had already been disaster-proof.
Right.
So you've been through that situation. You're like, nothing else can happen to me today. I'm getting right back on a plane and my ass is going to Hawaii.
Yeah.
Or...
or you're going, there's no chance I'm ever jumping on a plane again. Or at least, hey, maybe today's not my day. Maybe that was the sign that said, yeah, you know what? You're going to leave tomorrow for Hawaii.
What was your near-death experience? 248-398-9279. Because these people went through one, man. It is freaky. Keyword fire. We do have audio from one of the people when they offered him a ticket.
Yeah.
No. 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 Hell no. No. No.
No, not a chance. Want to grab one here? Steve, good morning. So you had a near-death experience. Hey, Steve.
Yeah.
So you had a near-death experience?
Yeah. It was about 1995. Me and my buddies went up to Lewiston. We were going snowmobiling.
Okay.
And we got up there around midnight. We're all geeked. So we got on our sleds. We took off. We hit the trails. We come across East Twin Lake. And we got on the lake, and there was a couple sets of snowmobile tracks already on the lake. So we followed them, and we got the hammer down, you know. We're hauling ass across the lake. All of a sudden, we hit open water. So we're halfway across the lake, open water. Water's coming off the sides, your sled. And if you stop, you're done. We all made it across, got to the other side, hit the gas station. My buddy about, he was crapping his pants. The guy at the gas station says, you guys didn't go across that lake, did you? And they're like, yeah, what's the big deal? I just acted like there's no big deal. But I look back now, if we would have stopped, we would have all been... We've all been drowning.
Oh, my God.
Wow.
All right. Well, that is, yeah, that's the definition. Well, we're glad you're okay. That is a hell of a story, dude.
Yeah, that was some scary crap.
Okay. So. You were doing a wonderful job of self-editing this morning, by the way, Steve. Yeah, you're a hockey goalie, man, because you've made a couple glove saves here, dude. So, hey, thanks for, thanks for sharing that with us. You have a wonderful morning. Appreciate you being part of the show, man.
Yeah. Thank you.
All right. There he goes. Wow. Well, if you want to see the plane that we're talking about, text us, 248-398-9279. The keyword is...
fire.
Big Jim's house.
Interesting calls. So, you've seen the video. Maybe you haven't. It's always dangerous to assume everyone's seen everything on social media.
Right.
This flight was leaving Denver, going to Honolulu, or going to Hawaii. I don't know. Anyway, the right engine just completely exploded. The housing came off. Fell to the ground in this neighborhood. We've got video of not only the engine on fire. People are shooting this out the window and looking at this. And a 777 only has two engines.
Yeah.
But then we also got pictures and video from the ground. Huge, I don't know what you'd call the housing. The ring, you know, on the front of the jet engine?
Yeah.
You saw the one?
It looked like somebody tried to do a fancy art display.
In their front lawn. People are out there watching, too. I don't get. They're looking up at the sky as these parts are falling down from this airplane. Plane landed safely. Everyone's okay. But you talk about a near-death experience. Wow. I've told you, you know, in the service, the closest wasn't me. My buddy Chuck, we were in, and I'll make this brief. Submarines, we put them in dry dock to work on them.
Yeah.
Well, we're on top of the submarine, and they use oil so they can... keep the fans from burning up so they can clean out all the ballast tanks and make the submarine go up and down. Chuck was walking down the little hump part of the submarine where the missiles are, and he hit the oil, and he slid underneath the railing that we have, the protective railing, in this perfect, the one gap, went over the side of the submarine, was falling to his death. Fortunately, somebody had flaked out a fire hose, had it connected to a gate, a Y gate. And he grabbed it in midair and was swinging off the side of the submarine, about 60 feet in the air.
That is crazy.
And there's nothing, there's nothing but tools and parts and heavy equipment at the bottom of this. And they pulled him back up to safety.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah. Yeah. That was one of those, man. I mean, we heard him. You hear man overboard, starboard side, and you're like, but we're in dry dock.
Yeah, that's not supposed to happen.
Yeah. Chuck. Hammy. Hell of a story. Oh, there's the picture. Somebody sent it. Yeah. By the way, the keyword, of course, is...
fire.
Yeah. When you see this.
No way. Somebody really put that up for sale. That's got to be a joke.
Somebody,
it's on Denver Craigslist.
It's my lawn. You can have...
the engine cowl.
Is that what it... the engine cowl. That's what it is. Chris, good morning. What do you got for us, bud?
Yeah, back in the 80s, I was just, about 11, 12 years old. Parents were divorced. My dad lived in Arizona. My mom lived in Michigan. My brother was supposed to run me down to the airport. I was supposed to catch a flight out to Arizona visitation. And it was flight 255. We lucked out. My brother slept in.
No.
And, And then the flight that I ended up taking after that, something went wrong with that plane in Oklahoma City because we had that little layover thing. And we ended up staying the night in Oklahoma City.
So when
since
did
then, I will not get on a commercial airline. I've only flown once on a helicopter, and that was it.
So when did you realize that you were almost on flight 255?
After I had woke my brother up and turned the TV on back then, you know, go for it.
Yeah.
It was on the news, and I looked at my brother. My brother's like, "Holy, you know." Yeah,
wow.
Kind of freaked me out because I was like, wow, everything's scattered all over, man. It was it was pretty hard to get near an airport being that close, you know.
Totally understand.
But I'm going on 50 now, and I still won't fly commercial. Won't do it.
We can totally understand why. Chris, we appreciate you sharing that story, bud.
Yep. Thanks, man. Have a good morning, guys.
appreciate him taking time to share that story, wow, too. That's something you're going to deal with for the rest of your life.
Oh, my gosh.
Wow. Oh, yeah.
Big Jim's House.
Ladies and gentlemen, it's time to meet the players who are about to do battle in the Battle of the Burbs. So let's knock on the door of Big Jim's house and see who's going to win.
Down River!
East side.
West side. Let's go down River!
Here's your host, Big Jim O'Brien. And the trainer is Mike Abdenauer.
And the voice of Battle of the Burbs, the man, the myth, the legend, Ken Pelt, KC. The casual one. Love you, buddy. 821. Everybody ready?
Yeah. Ready.
Listen to everyone. So they're all in their places with bright smiley faces. Okay. Battle of the Burbs Monday edition. Annette's on line four. Your east side. Hi, Annette.
Hey, how's it going?
Good, good. Okay. You'll yell out east. Ron, downriver. What's cracking, Ron?
Hey, how you doing?
Listen to him. He's ready. You'll yell out down. And then John, west side. Hi, John.
Good morning.
Morning. He's very focused. Very. Okay. Ryan's getting organized over there. What are you writing? Point totals down?
No, they're names.
Oh, they're names. Okay, well, that's more important than the point total. Yeah, I'm sorry.
Yeah.
I just, so Downriver's up by how much over west
Down
side?
Downriver's up by four over the west side and five over the east side.
That's okay. We play seven times a week. 1 week, we could change the whole game.
Yep.
It starts with one step. Sound like Jim Nance, yeah, doing the tournament here. Okay, we got Jack to our right here. Jack's our judge. He's got the bullhorn. Do not answer till you're called upon. Here we go. Question number one. What band released a song with the opening lyrics, "People try to put us down just because we get around"?
Down.
Downriver.
Ron, what's the answer?
Yes, who?
The Who.
Yes, sir!
People try to put us down.
Yeah, I was going to make you do that.
You should have. Okay, here we go. Question number...
Number two. Kelsey Grammer celebrates a birthday today. He's known for playing...
Downriver.
Frazier.
Crane. Nope, that wasn't it. He didn't let him finish it.
He's known for playing Frasier Crane on what sitcom about a bar?
East
Side.
Annette, what's the answer?
Taxi.
No, not Taxi. John, you want to take a shot at it?
I know, but I can't think of it. Cheers.
There it is. Wow.
Winner, winner, chicken dinner.
Last time.
Jack's got his hat off.
What?
Okay, here we go. Question number three. Downriver with one, west side with one. Who plays lead guitar for Guns N' Roses?
Down.
Downriver.
Ron for the win.
Axl Rose.
What is it?
Axl Rose.
No. Nope.
West Side.
John for the win.
Oh, God.
East.
John?
Three,
two, one.
I know.
Okay. East Side.
Annette, what's the answer?
Slash.
Yeah!
Here we go. Well played. All right, we have a legitimate three-way tie here. Okay, here's your tiebreaker question. What color is Kermit the Frog?
Downriver.
Ron for the win.
Green.
Yes. That's right.
It ain't
even. Okay, good job.
Whew, wow, good game.
All right, Annette and John.
It's my birthday.
It's your birthday too, Ron?
Yeah.
Nice. Good pull there. You get the Battle of the Burbs shirt. Annette and John will play again tomorrow. Tuesday's what, 8:50?
8:50, yep.
All right. You guys are great players. That was fun.
Thank you.
Have a good day, Annette. See you, John.
Bye. See ya.
There we go. Ron, you got to give us a Downriver.
Downriver, rock.
Hold on. What? Ryan's waving at me. Did you throw a flag in the first question? All right.
Yeah. I didn't hear it until...
Hold on. Well, tell everybody what you think you heard.
I think
I got to get it out of here. Go ahead.
I believe he said the Guess Who.
On the first question.
On the first question where the answer was the Who, I think Ron said the Guess Who.
Wait a minute. Jack's in the other room nodding. You're the judge. You can't nod and agree with us.
Judge?
Can't grow a pair. You're in here with the bullhorn. You're in charge. Wow. He's okay. Jack.
So what do you got with Ron, huh? How much is he paying you?
Yeah. I see how this works. Hold on. I got it. Let's listen closely. See if we made him a boo-boo here. Question number one. What band released a song with the opening lyrics, "People try to put us down just because we get around"?
Down.
Okay. Downriver.
Ron, what's the answer?
Yes, who?
Oh, no.
Oh, he did.
Did you know he said that? Okay. After the fact. Okay.
Everybody caught it after.
I'll tell you what. Annette and John, let's get them both shirts as well.
Okay.
Is that fair?
Yeah.
That's fair. Okay.
Big Jim's house.
You live downriver. Anywhere. You're going to love this. This will be national news today.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah, yeah. It's a wonderful story. We'll get to it. And we'll make sure, make damn sure that we acknowledge all the people that made it possible. We'll get to that in about 10 minutes. But now we're going to go to the other side of the coin. And the keyword for this is...
The keyword's loser.
Have you ever seen this on a game show?
Oh, no.
So there's like six players in this. It's in Iceland on a game show. And they've got six podiums that they're at, and they're answering the questions. Like the weakest link it has to kind of look to.
Yeah, that feel.
One of the players, when they lose, they didn't take it too well. They really didn't take it too well. Listen closely. This is them when they get it wrong, leaving. That is the player flipping over the podium and storming off the stage in the middle of the game show.
And breaking everything on his way out.
Hooked the stage left, you're right.
Like, I don't even know where that glass came from. Where did it come from?
Yeah, like all of a sudden just stuff flying everywhere, man. And oh, just had a fit. Complete meltdown. 248-398-9279. The keyword, of course, is...
Loser.
Yeah, you're right, though. Where did the...
I don't know. All of a sudden, you hear glass, but it sounds like all of a sudden he's in a restaurant.
Win this pitcher of glass with five cups around it and ice.
What's going on? Whoa,
whoa, whoa.
He totaled everything.
It really sounds like somebody's working out an instrumental track there of sound effects for movies.
Right, yeah. Mel Blanc.
Ping, anyway, pong, boom, bong.
You see him. He's not happy, man, to go storming off the stage. And whoever that game show host, she's a boss.
Oh, God, yeah.
She kept going. She kept going. So, again, the keyword is
loser.
I had a meltdown once, and I'm not proud of this. I ever talk about this? Oh, God. Why not? I'm already getting bashed for watching Friends, so I figure, what the hell this morning? I'll just roll the dice here. I was in fourth grade.
Okay.
And we had show and tell. Did you have show and tell when you were in school?
Oh, yeah.
Okay. It was musical show and tell. And we could all bring one album with us. So I was all excited because it was my shot.
Okay.
And I brought Kiss Destroyer with me. Kern?
Mm-hmm.
Waited all day.
Yeah,
Kiss Destroyer sitting right there, man. Jimmy's going to play some Kiss for these people. I'm going to break through this disco crap. I'm going to put Leo Sayer and all that. I'm going to rock this place with some Kiss. I'm next. School bell rings, end of the day. Had a complete meltdown in class. Oh, my God. You said you weren't going to laugh. Damn it. I should have told the story. I did. I lost it. I was crying getting on the bus. I lost it. I like the, I smile on the case, and I want everyone here to Detroit Rock City. I couldn't talk. Oh,
you weren't allowed to make it up? Like, next show and tell? Why did you bring it back? Or was it themed show and tells?
Well, I think the teacher called me a loser and told me I couldn't bring it back. No, I don't remember. I don't think I ever did. I never wanted to go through that again.
Oh, my God.
That's sad. It's pathetic. See, you're laughing at me again.
I'm trying not to, but just to see, like, little Jim just so frustrated because he can't play a song for something.
Don't blame me. Blame Mrs. Voigt, you jerk. No, that's not her fault. It was the end of school.
Oh, my gosh.
I did. Got it. And you know, you block out certain things in your life? I just recently remembered that, watching this guy in this game show flip out. And I'm like, yep, I did that.
Did they know what you wanted? Maybe she wasn't a fan of rock and she pushed you last knowing that the bell was going to ring.
You suppressed Detroit Rock City by Kiss from Destroyer, my greatest album. I was the God of Thunder. I was there to turn on your radio. Anyway, here it is. Here's Kiss, Detroit Rock City.
Ding! Oh, time to go.
If this song stops in the middle, I'm going to trash this studio.
Big Jim's House.
Hi, everybody. We're on Facebook Live as well this morning. Good morning, everybody. Thanks for checking us out there. So, I've been following the story from the beginning, thanks to all my friends on the Downriver and Friends Facebook page. Amazing group of people. Too many to name. Everybody on there. They've just been so cool keeping us in the loop on this. Carrie and Jennifer and Tim and Dan and Patricia and all these folks. It's the story of Alfonso, this little dog that ran out and wound up on ice floats in the Detroit River downriver, what, 4 days ago? Well, it's longer than that now.
Yeah.
But it was out there for 4 days. And our buddy, it's Tim Epperly, right?
Yes.
Okay, Tim shared all these photos. You got to see these photos. The keyword is...
The keyword's rescue.
Yes.
Rescue.
R-E-S-C-U-E. We'll send you the link right to your phone. So, Tim showed photos, the coyotes. There's coyotes chasing this dog.
That was the big issue. Yeah, coyotes chase this thing.
And there was also the icebreaker, the Coast Guard cutter that came through there.
Right.
This dog is out there, this little tiny dog. Again, keyword rescue, Alfonso. Well, here's a story from Channel 4 yesterday.
It's an amazing story of survival.
That's the only way Patricia Trevino with River Rouge Animal Shelter can describe the details of the last 4 days. Trevino says this dog named Little Fonzie was stuck out on the river in the cold for days.
And then apparently a coyote came off of Mud Island and chased him out further into the Detroit River.
Patricia says her crew watched him every day, hoping and praying he would make it.
So the first night we thought for sure he was going to perish because the coyote had been chasing him.
Yeah, so you'll see those photos there. Now, so Saturday, they went out, and Jude from J&J Marine went out. And thanks to everybody, and I want to make sure I get this right, BASF, the contractors out there. Tim, Marika was also responsible helping out with this. They took one of those airboats out there, and they got the dog. Did you notice Jude, though? Thank God he knows what he's doing. A buddy of mine pointed this out. He had a dry and a wetsuit on.
Right.
He was ready for that cold weather to go get the dog.
Yes. Yeah, you never know once you get out there what you're going to actually have to do to get him.
So Tim's been taking pictures the whole time. Again, keyword rescue. And Patricia Trevino is an amazing lady who doesn't do this just for one dog. She does this for the River Rouge Animal Shelter. Does this all over. And they got the dog. It's safe. Went to the Woodhaven Animal Hospital. I think it's Woodhaven Animal Hospital, right?
Yeah.
It's okay.
Oh, he looks good. Obviously, the first videos of, and you'll see it on that post, the first videos of him, the poor guy was just so cold still.
Yeah.
You know, even after being rescued and inside. But he looked happy. He looked happy yesterday.
And they put him in one of the chambers to kind of help him out and stuff. He's still on an IV. He's at the vet, but doing well. That's my whole point of the story was we're all looking for a win.
Yes.
Right? There's so many things in the world you can't do right now. You can't have been taken away from you. So everyone's like, well, it's just a dog. I'm like, you don't get it. This is a win. We all wanted to save this little dog. And it's just the cutest little dog.
Oh, and the celebration when they brought it back to the dock. It is just amazing.
There's, what, 30, 40 people on the dock?
Yeah.
At least.
Yep.
Yeah, I got goosebumps, man. And again, to all our friends on the Downriver and Friends Facebook page, hi. God bless y'all for keeping us in the loop on that, man. It's cool. We got to win.
Yep.
Yeah, great dog. Great dog, man. That's a movie waiting to happen, right?
Oh, yeah, you would think so.
Yeah, yeah. Disney Plus could put it up. But then they put a warning up about don't get cold.
It's too cold.
Whatever. Yeah. Right around 9:10, Big Jim's House, Monday morning, time for some sports. Sportsbook brought to you by DraftKings Sportsbook app. Huge win for the third-ranked Wolverines of Michigan. They beat the fourth-ranked Buckeyes of Ohio State 92-87. What an entertaining game. And you said it before, it's a lot of talent on the floor on both sides.
There's a lot of people that think these two are going to be playing in April for it.
I told you.
Oh, yeah, you were the one who told me this, and then it's coming out.
One of the people did. They projected their final four in their national championship game was that.
I mean, you after watching, I'd like to see that again after watching yesterday.
I assume we're still having the Big Ten tournament. I think they were talking about moving it into Indiana. Seriously, they're going to try to do as much as they can to kind of keep it centralized.
Yeah, I think Big Ten teams like Michigan are going to be in Indiana for like 4 months.
Yeah, it feels like. Yeah. So, Big Ten in basketball, man, don't sleep on Iowa. Wisconsin's good.
Yeah, what, Indiana's four good. In the top 10, I think?
Yeah,
four in the top 12.
But that was a big win for Juwan Howard and everybody. And then again, their center, again, I keep forgetting his name.
I can't remember his first, but his last name is Dickinson.
Dickinson, yeah. He's a freshman who's 37 years old and has three kids. He's got a full beard as a freshman.
He's crazy. And then you got Charlie Brown. That's his real name. Who's the transfer from Wake Forest who came over, who just he looks like he's going to punch somebody at any given time, jumping over people for rebounds. Oh, great team, man.
It's fun to watch. But when you think Michigan, you think basketball. Anyway, Pistons lose in Orlando 105-96. Tigers first full day of practice today. First exhibition game is next Sunday against the Phillies. You know what that means? We got to get out early this week.
Oh, yeah. I'll go and grab it. Dust it off, baby.
The turtle? And love the turtle. Got it. Have to. I don't think they're playing a college team this year. I didn't see it on the schedule. Don't they normally play like Florida Southern or Florida?
Something international school,
Lo, the turtle has come back. Oh, whatever that is. We got to play that from Ernie. All right. And congrats to Christopher Bell. Christopher Bell gets his first win with the big boys in NASCAR. Passes Joey Logano late to win on the road course at Daytona. It's a fun season. If you have the parlay of Michael McDowell and Christopher Bell, take all my money. Because
You did well these last 2 weekends.
Who the hell picked those two, man? Anyway, pretty good stuff there. Sports brought to you by DraftKings. Download the top-rated DraftKings sports app today and use code CSX for a special offer when you sign up. That's code CSX for a special offer when you sign up only at DraftKings.
Big Jim's House.
CSX, Big Jim's House. 9:20, Monday morning. We are getting the map out, figuring out where we're going this week. Week 7, our restaurant road trip. Shout out to Bob and everybody at Auto Owners Insurance and E.W. Smith Agency, providing auto, home, and business insurance in Michigan for over 100 years. Details online, ewsmith.com. Great group of people. We're going to head downriver and go out with them. We got to get. He said he was going to take us out 1 week.
Yeah, we got to have him come along.
Belleville? I think we're talking Belleville, Flat Rock, that area. We'll figure that out.
Yeah, he rattled off a few different ones.
So, Jason Carr has been all over me for the past couple days about going to Carnival Market in Auburn Hills. Well, it's really Pontiac on Walton. I've actually, and I know he gave me hell about this. I've shopped there before, but I've never eaten there. And the place is packed in the normal world. But if you want Doritos, it's a soda, like a Mexican soda.
Okay.
They sell it there. It's a legit Mexican market, Hispanic market. So that's where I go get fajita meat and all this stuff. And I've seen this amazing restaurant, and I don't know why I've never stopped to eat there. But I'm hearing amazing things. Steve Coddington, or Bubba, our buddy, the barbecue master.
Right.
He goes over there for tacos.
Oh,
and he's on the other side of town. He's like a new Baltimore.
Oh, come on now. Yeah. And what'd Jason say? The burrito? Best burrito he's ever had?
Yeah. Ooh. They do have one thing on the menu. Tripe.
Oh, no.
Yeah. Do you know what that is? I don't. It looks like little... Is it guts?
I think so.
248-398-9279. Is that what it is?
Intestine.
Tripe? They have like a tripe soup.
That's fine. I'll stick to the burritos.
Come
and stuff.
On. You did the duck blood soup. You can do this. By the way, keyword trip, if you want to see any of the videos from our past 6 weeks, check it out and make yourself hungry at work this morning. 248-398. You won't do the tripe? 248-398.
I don't think I can do that one.
Look at a picture of it. Just pull up a picture of tripe soup.
Tripe soup?
Yeah. If anyone knows, by the way, let us know about Carnival Market. And if you got other suggestions, we're not set on that yet. So
if you got
other suggestions, let us know. You looking?
Yeah, no. I don't. It looks like there's a brain sitting in the middle of this one.
Oh, this is magical.
Oh, no.
It's on the menu. Tripe soup?
It's cow or lamb stomach. So it's the stomach of an animal.
That's okay.
No, the photo, it looks like a brain.
So it's brain food. There's nothing wrong with that. You're not going to do it, are you?
No, I can't. You're not going to do it.
Come on.
No way.
You're not going to do
it? No way. Not the look of this.
All right. Keyword trip.
Hi there. I'm Tripe Soup. I'm watching you. Hey, Rack. Meet me. I'm the stomach of a cow.
Nah.
Hi there. I'm the middle.
CSX, Big Jim's House here. Big Jim, there's Ryan Logan on the left here. Jack working the house phones. And looking outside, you know, it's almost like spring here. It's 36 degrees. and you're thinking to yourself, dude, I could use a break. Well, here's the deal. Something to look forward to. Here's my whole thought process. I mentioned earlier in sports, today's the first day of spring training, full team for the Tigers, right?
Yes.
So our mind starts going to baseball and warmer weather, and you start thinking, and it's a good thing. It draws you in. Well, this trip that we're giving away is in October. So you can start thinking about going in the fall. You feel comfortable traveling, everything else. It is a Playa Mujeres at Dreams and Secrets Resorts in Cancun, Mexico, which they've doubled our temperature. It's 72 there right now, and it's in the morning. Now, the keyword, of course, is...
Sand.
Yeah. It is the Sands 2021 party presented by 80s in the Sand, also teaming up with our friends at Pabst Blue Ribbon Hard Coffee. We'll explain what they're doing for you in just a second, but here's what's cool. You can register every day, not just once. If you've already signed up once, go back and do it again.
Yes.
You can keep increasing your odds. Go back every day, every 24-hour period, and make sure you register. So the winner will also get $1,300 in cash, courtesy of Pabst Blue Ribbon Hard Coffee. You can use that towards airfare. And you and I are talking about who's going to be there. Just the trip alone would be enough.
Right.
But you're hanging out with Cheap Trick and Billy Idol and the Little River Band and Tesla and Sheena Easton. And all these, there's like MTV VJs and stuff there as well, too, right?
Yeah, yeah. All those past VJs are there hosting the whole thing. And then there's some actors.
Which one are you more excited about? The guy who plays Damone from Fast Times?
Well, because... Cheap it's Trick's cool. there. If you don't introduce Cheap Trick, and if you don't have him just standing around trying to scalp tickets to every concert there.
Hey, no, I'm not complaining. That's magical. The fact that he's there. All this can be yours. All you
always look on the bright side. Always look on the bright side of life.
All right, we're getting out of here. Donnie is coming in next. Of course, let me see. They got the power lunch at noon today. What? I can't even remember what City of the Week is this week. Orchard Lake?
Oh, is yeah. Right? Yeah, it is. Because I was talking. Yeah. Okay. I was helping him out with the facts last week.
Okay, good. Okay. Always fun. Donnie and Joel and Steven, man, those videos are amazing. They always have fun.
I told them they should try to find where, because they say that the one Native American tribe leader is buried at the island on Orchard Lake.
What?
On the lake. Yeah, there's the island on Orchard Lake, and that's where they say he's buried. I don't know which one, and I don't know who told me that, so it could be a complete lie, but I told them to put it in their facts of the week.
So you don't know who it is, what island, or... Okay.
I mean, it's the only island on Orchard Lake, but I just told them to put it in their facts, because they
do
those facts.
Well, don't do that!
Why?
Because... You don't even... Oh, God.
That just goes along with, like, Bears got their name from a football team in Chicago.
Your book reports must have sucked in high school. What was your reference thing? My friend Vinny, secondhand news guy.
Heard a guy one time say this on a subway.
I was hammered at an old shillelagh, and a guy told me once. All right. And then Dahmer coming up later on today. Give me 3 of 3. We're back tomorrow morning. Another round of Battle of the Burbs. Lot to get to tomorrow. There's so much stuff. We got more audio from Alice Cooper. Ooh. We've been talking. Here's what's happened. We've talked about Detroit stories for so long in a good way because we can't wait for it. We're getting lazy now that the release date is Friday.
Yeah.
We'll forget everything except that. That's like getting so pumped up for your wedding, you actually, by the time you get to the wedding, you go, okay, I'm getting married today. But Alice Cooper's Detroit story is coming out Friday. We got more sound from it. We'll have that for you in the morning as well. Thanks to Dave Davies being on the show. We finally got him on. That's fun. All right. You have a great day. Go clean your house, man.
All right.
Oh, I have a little twist on the your housing thing for tomorrow.
Okay.
Yeah. No, it's good advice.
All right. It'll well, that's good because we do want somebody to buy it.
So you're putting your house on the market for someone to buy it.
Yeah, it's the name of the game.
Well, you didn't say that. Okay.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.